That's what they said. All right, Vicky. I've been watching people dance for a while. You know, somewhere around the pandemic, I said, all right, let me go look online and let me try to find somebody that we can talk to about dancing. Just ain't even talking about jam rock yet, just dancing. I saw a video of a lady and she was in a laundromat. And I was like, she's gotta be a little different. Yeah, she was just dancing. So she's dancing in a laundromat. She's dancing on benches. Hannah, welcome.
Hello, Hannah.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you.
Is this Hannah the DJ, Hannah the dancer? Who is Hannah?
Well, I'm everything all the time. I mean, I mostly dance, but I dance on social media. And then I do a lot of other things as well that we're going to get into.
And Hannah the dancer, you went viral, in my opinion, for dancing in a laundromat. Can you please explain what was that?
Yeah, so during the pandemic, or it was before the pandemic, since I work with marketing, I wanted to learn how TikTok works. And since it was a dance app from the beginning, I thought, okay, I'll just use myself as the guinea pig and post myself so I can just learn the ropes. And I'm in Sweden, so we don't have regular laundromats, really. We have, we call it like laundry rooms. So you book a slot and then you do your laundry. So I was all alone there doing my laundry. And I was like, it's pretty good lighting in here. Like I have some space and it's kind of random to do it while I do laundry. So that's how it all started. And of course, like people in the US were like, oh my God, well, like she's doing this in public at laundromats. Like, is she the owner? Like, yeah, a lot of conflicting thoughts in people's heads.
So which one do you prefer to be, the dancer or the DJ?
I mean, I've been the dancer for the longest. Like you asked about me being trained. It started in Sweden. I took just regular dance classes as a kid, learned a little bit of everything. I fell in love with hip hop, was my like favorite style. I tried jazz and musical theater stuff, but Swedish folk dance. But then hip hop came into my life, so I really, that was my thing. But then I saw some music videos like Sean Paul and Shabba Ranks, Chakademus and Pliers, and I was like, whoo, I love these vibes. I love how people are moving to this music, but no one really could teach me. I was just watching the music videos, and in music videos you just see snippets. So I started ordering DVDs from Jamaica, from the parties. Pasa Pasa, that was, it was before the YouTube times. So that's how I was trained in dancehall from the beginning, while I was also learning, hip hop and jazz and all that. That was the beginning of the whole thing. And when I moved to New York to pursue dance and learn from the creators of hip hop, the creators of dancehall moves, also like a lot of people were in New York. So, that's when I get really into the styles and also learn how to DJ. So the DJing came in later, but it's something that I really enjoy doing as well.
What's your, where are you originally?
Yeah, where I'm from? I was born in Korea, South Korea.
Oh.
And I usually say I was exported to Sweden, AKA adopted. So I was exported to Sweden, imported by Swedish parents, grew up, as an Asian person in Sweden, not knowing anything about my heritage, really.
The reason I ask is because it's so huge in the community, reggae now.
Yeah, I mean, I learned about that, the Japanese being into dance on reggae once I started going to Jamaica. I was like, wow, there's a lot of, the Japanese have been here for many years. But since I kind of grew up, in the other side of the world, I didn't have any contacts with the Asian world or Japanese world, really. So that's when it went through via New York, I would say.
Okay, cool.
Like they said, not everybody is a dancer or everybody can dance. Which one is it? Do you think everybody can dance like us, untrained dancers, and we're going to try to dance on this jam rock cruise?
Yes, I mean, I've been teaching people how to dance, dance all and all kinds of styles for plus 15 years. So I believe that's in the human nature to move to music. It's just something that we have in ourselves. But then when it comes to, to choreography or, technique, that's something you train. Everyone said,
I've got some moves in my old body yet.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Trust me.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, you know, if you have experience, if you have, if what age you are, I believe everyone can dance. So when people say like, I don't want to like go to a club with you because you dance, I'm like, I don't care. Like, I'm not going to be judging you. Like, everyone's, I just enjoy seeing people enjoy themselves.
So Hannah, there's the bounce and there's the drift. We got to put you on the spot. I can't do either one of them. So which one do you like the most? The whole bounce routine, the drift routine?
Okay, I mean, they're both fun, but, you know, the drift has been the, you know, the dance routine of the summer. Big up Gabiron, the creator. So I guess that will be my favorite right now.
All right, you got a favorite. We only got it here for a couple of minutes. We're going to do the whole full thing. We got to ask you. You've never been on the Jamrock cruise?
No, no. It's on the I should be there list.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to work that out. Have you heard anything about the Jamrock? What have you heard? What's the craziest thing you've heard?
Well, I just heard that it's a good time. You gather a lot of different, it's not just dance already, it's reggae acts too. I heard the dancer you interviewed maybe some weeks ago, and he was telling, you know, how the vibes were, and it sounds really nice, you know, because the only time I would go on a cruise is when it's like with peers that like, you know, the music that I like, and when you can just vibe with people and not just go for just a buffet. Like, I want to go and have fun.
I like it. So there we go. We got to get you to come all the way from Sweden. We got to get you on a ship. You already come to Jamaica frequently enough, but we got to make this official because Jamrock is about diversity. It is about dancing. This year, Ding Dong's performing. I don't know if you know. Of course you know Ding Dong. But it's going to be worth it. So if we can find a way, we're going to get you on a ship.
Yes, yes. I can't wait. When is it again?
December 4th all the way to December 9th.
Mud.
All right. And you might be a solo person. So the solo sailors, people who travel by themselves or might need a cabin mate, pit mate, get in touch with Vicky right here. We're going to make the connection, join you to the Facebook group because a lot of people probably already know you. It'll be nice to have you on the show.
Yeah, that sounds so nice. And big up yourselves for like organizing events like this. It's needed.
Welcome.
Yeah.
There you go. Now, I'm going to put you on pause just for a second because you might not be familiar with this guy, but this guy, I think a million people know him now. He's gone viral.
Kristen Wagwan!
Wagwan family.
Wagwan, Jay.
Bless. I actually do know Hannah. She when she spent her time here in New York, I thought she lived here for a long time. We linked up, I believe, here in New York a few times with local dancers, and then I believe I've seen her out in Jamaica a few times. So, you know, all of us New York dancers, we always link up and keep a little link. But I know she's worldwide too. But you know, like you said, the internet, you can literally come worldwide right from your couch these days. So I'll have to say it's been quite a year for me. I have three videos that just went viral in the last few weeks. My very first one on my page was through Ding Dong. So I have to big up the ravers every time.
I see you everywhere. You're all over the bloody place.
Yeah, well, you knew New York really has a lot of things going on here. So, you know, there's always a party. There's always events. There's always big DJs and selectors. And anytime the ravers are in town, we link up. So I feel fortunate for that. So, yeah, I'm out there and I feel fortunate. And I always think about how long I can keep doing this. But I just thought, you know, I could just keep having fun and doing this and people love it.
You got a long time left, Jay. Don't be silly now.
Well, I know, but like right now I'm with all the young kids, you know, but
eventually young schmung.
You can make a transition. I got a friend right now. He's got a gray beard and everybody loves him. So age is just a number. As you see on that Welcome to Jamrock cruise,
of course.
You got people in wheelchairs to the elderly to, you know, the families, the kids. But as you know, everybody always says, that boat's all about unity. It's bringing reggae music and dance hall together in the forefront for one whole week.
Yeah.
And just get to think about nothing but reggae and dance hall. And
that's right. It's my happy place. I've got to be honest with you. It's been a year for me too. And I'm just counting down the days now.
Yeah, it's truly. I mean, you know, we've been doing it for 7 years now. So it's almost like part of us.
Yeah.
And you know, it's family and everyone. So, but what a beautiful thing they put together, you know, to have something like 100%. This. And then they just had a big one in Japan. Something
similar. Just spoke about that. That did you go on that one?
I did not, but you know, I saw they had a lot of the Japanese dancers on.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. I was watching the TikTok. So let me tell you, and that MSC shit, that was something else. And it was fully booked. It looked like a galaxy in that shit. That shit was ridiculous.
Well, you know, they're fully active out there, like you said. They love the culture, so for them. Something like that, you know, it's almost like having the first Jamrock cruise. Yeah. It's like that, especially if you're someone, you know.
Was that a one-off, or are they doing that every year?
We shall see with the success. Whoever backed it, I'm sure Mighty Crown is, you know, fully, you know, with it. But they keep retiring. So.
Yeah, well, they retired again. So we'll see if they come back up.
So, but, you know, we're just excited about the boat. You know, we love the dance hall part of it, the late nights. We love the day parties. We love, you know, walking into the buffet and seeing your favorite artist or seeing a friend that you haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you're able to talk about things that in your normal world, people don't always know about.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you could sit around and just talk about, oh, did you hear that about Sister Nancy? Or did you see what Buju did last week? Or, you know, it's like, you know, you're in your, like you said, your happy place, your own little world.
Well, can I just welcome you to the Solo Sailors group? Because you're a little bit late to the mark, Mr. Treestep. Oh. You know, you only just came, you know, but I've been trying, you know, it's been going, as I said to Joe before, like we've set up this group, you know, to help the solo people. And we've got an amazing community now of 5,000 people in this group. And thank you for coming along, and thank you for being part of it.
Hold on, Vicky. You're being nice now. You got a question to ask Treestep, because you know I don't dance. And you say you got moves. So we need somebody to teach us a step for the Jamrock.
What happened? I thought she was going to bust something too. Can we bust it together? I'm ready whenever you're ready.
We're ready. I don't know. We don't even know what tune we're going to do it to.
So there's so many big dances out there, but like I said, you know, Elephant Man, you know, he does a lot of the old school dances, but, you know, I jumped in it when Ding Dong became popular. So yeah. Ding Dong, you know, my main artist. But like Hannah and you guys were saying earlier, this year, the biggest dance right now, or one of the biggest dances, is Drift, you know, and DJ just came out with that song, and a local dancer named Gabidon, you know, from the streets of Jamaica, from the Get There Squad and all those guys that are out on the streets every night. He was fortunate enough to, you know, make this dance, and now the world knows it. And, you know, and now it's giving dancers a highlight, because usually these guys have just been chasing the musicians around dancing and, you know, getting a little bit of it, but, you know. So big up every small and big dancer out there, but big up Ding Dong Ravers every time, and big up TJ. But the two biggest dances, you know, there's Bounce. Bounce is that song that Ding Dong came out with last year, and it really got the momentum of dance music and groups all doing routines together. And Ding Dong made that song back in 2019. But he held on to it because of the pandemic. No, it's actually 20 he made it. But he held on to the song till after the pandemic because he knew it was a group song. He released it right after the pandemic and it blew up.
So I don't know whether we should do a brand new dance or I think we should do a brand new dance.
Well, Bounce, you can always just listen to the words. If you want to, it says bounce.
Oh, I can bounce.
Jump, hop, and skip, you know.
No, bounce, I didn't mean hop, it like skip. That, Joe Pinch.
I can skip.
No, but you know, when we did the beach party, before I won the dancehall queen competition, I'm just gonna
I remember that.
Yeah, I did the splits. It was a very bad move, to be honest, Tree. Because
you have
like,
to do it.
Once I did the splits, I thought it was like,
we gotta record a certain routine, and only the people who want to join. We're gonna privately record Tree's routine this year, and we're gonna hold on, I gotta find out because I know Hannah might not be able to make it, but we're gonna try to get her on the ship either this year or next year. Let me bring her in there. Yeah. So if she got any suggestions, should we do a whole new routine or should we, you know, we kind of older. So should we just do a new routine or should we just kind of learn about?
What happens usually now during, you know, the TikTok times is that you take the popular steps, you know, kind of like the rifle walk or the bounce, like swing, and you can just put them together and make a new dance or like a new challenge, like a Jamrock challenge.
Yes. See it there?
Hold on. She's head of marketing. We can't give away all the secrets. She's
What's up?
That takes a lot of work.
Yeah. Big up yourself. I remember you like seeing you in New York as well. So it's nice to see you again.
Yeah, it's the best you as well.
Well, that's, you know, like I said, that's the big dance, and they play it every single night. So, you know, the minute anybody get on that boat, you're going to learn that move. You're going to learn that dance break. If you want to, again, it looks like an easy dance, but really learning when to take off is sort of the tricky part.
You should have like a day party, like a dance class during the day so people can bust the dances.
You guys are giving away too much secrets.
Yeah. They...
All right. Well, we need to sort this out, and we need to do it quickly because we've got like I've got less than 70 days because I'm going to Miami first because you know that's how we roll.
That's right. We got plenty of time in the daytime. A lot of people have been asking about the lineup. That it's a lot of artists. Hannah, don't go nowhere. Tree Step, I know you're busy. Don't go nowhere. They always want to know. All right, there's a whole bunch of artists that are going to perform in the daytime. Yes, we're probably going to do something like Solo Sailors. We're going to create a dance class. I have no idea. But a lot of attention should be on the DJ. There's a lot of DJs on the cruise. A lot of professionals. I got to bring one of the professionals to the stage.
Hey, baby.
Up. Wagwan,
my dog, Wagwan.
A lot of people don't know. I ain't even got color. Vicky, we ain't got no color. DJ Matt, introduce yourself, bro.
I go by the name of DJ Matter, internationally known. You already know what it is. You know, Jamrock representer, you know what I mean? Reggae defender, you know what I mean? And you already know the vibes. You know what? I'm the spontaneous, unruly DJ. You get me?
Well, apart from Jarl Prince, you are my favorite, and you know that. I was watching you only yesterday, wasn't I?
Yes.
And he was live yesterday on Insta, by the way. That's what I meant. Mm-hmm. Not an opinion. You're definitely up there.
Talk about the cruise, though, because, yes, artists perform in the daytime and at nighttime. Yes, they're the draw. But the DJ is the glue throughout the whole. Talk from day one. What are you doing when you get on that cruise?
Let's start from the pre-party. You know what I mean? The pre-party is the vibe to give the people the vibration, what we're about to give them on the cruise. You know what I mean? Give them good vibes, good energy. You know what I mean? Make everybody understand what type of time it is. You know what I mean? In Jamrock. And you said something about the solo sailors. So if you are a solo sailor, you already know what it is. People's gonna make you feel like you're family. You know what I mean? So from the pre-party, then the first night is just getting warm. And you know, it's all about the something what us as DJs created, named the street dance.
Yeah.
And that's something where people's getting authentic dancehall.
Hey, Donya.
You know what I mean? If you've never been to a dancehall party before, you get a one big dancehall party and you go, and you don't even go to sleep because right after that, you go to the Naya Bingi. So It's a whole type of energy, you know?
And we telling them you're not solo on the ship. So if you came alone, you might have felt alone. But as soon as you get to like the port, like you're just going to see colors of flags. Somebody always walking around with like a Beats by Dre. They playing music in the cab, in the Uber.
It's like
it's a party.
The cruise is actually paradise on the water.
Correct. I can't even say it any more perfectly than that.
Yeah.
And I don't want to wish my life away. But literally, as I get off that ship,
yeah,
I'm counting down. I'm already booked for the next year. You're done, no?
Yeah.
And I'm counting down, you know, the days.
Yeah, I'm counting down the days right now. I wish it was tomorrow.
I wish it was tomorrow.
We got to ask some questions. DJ Matt out. I'm a fella. I got a little belly. I'm happy.
I got one too
it's
now.
It's okay. It's judge free. You got to have guts in America.
We got packed clothes for this ship. You've been on the ship. Some ladies say you wear a lot of two-piece. You very flashy on the ship.
Very stylish.
Stylish.
May I try that thing, you know what I mean?
You know?
Because you got here's the thing. What's the thing about it, right? What's going to make you different from all the rest of DJs? Wear a t-shirt. I mean, now I'm wearing a t-shirt, but you wearing a t-shirt and something. How is it going to, you know what I mean? Shabba taught us all. Don't wear street clothes on the stage.
Yeah. Well, you always look good.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Represent. And you never know, something might happen. Like, there's production issues, it might rain. The DJs are very professional. Like, if we got to move to a cafe or something, keep the vibe. You always right on time.
Yeah. Thank you, man. That's my main thing. If we on a cruise, that's why from day one, that's what my mentality on the cruise. If we on a cruise, we want to forget everything was going on in land. Everything was what's going on in our reality. And music can bring you to that place. So that's my main objective when it comes to the cruise.
I like it. We're going to be doing a jam rock. Somebody mentioned we might do a jam rock TikTok challenge. We're going to learn something from Tree Step. We're going to get a little help from Hannah.
Y'all got to remember, Tree Step name was made on jam rock.
Yep.
Ding Dong himself.
But I've got a big following on TikTok. So if we do this dance, if we all do the drift or something, and we all, like, there's loads of us, you know, it's gonna look mad on TikTok.
Oh yeah, because we did go viral with Ding Dong the bounce.
Yeah.
Might do the bounce. Okay. So let me put you all on the screen right now. We gotta find out what was the number one Ding Dong song. The number one Ding Dong song, Hannah, what's the number one Ding Dong song for you?
Bad man forward, bad man pull up.
Bad man forward, bad man pull up.
Big up, Matt out.
Matt, the dancer. Big up. Man. Ding Dong is my brother. I love most of his songs. All right. Bad man forward, bad man pull up is a huge record, right? Internationally, but I feel something about that song where it's like, if you know American songs, it's like the swag surf of dancehall to me.
Yeah, it's a good one too. And that, like, that whole intro when you hear that, like, flute sound, is like, what? Mud.
Yeah.
Vicky, you got a number one Ding Dong song?
I don't think I've got, you know what? In 2019, when he was on, and I have a video of the whole thing. When Fluffy, remember Fluffy?
Mm-hmm.
You're my DJ Mother. You remember Fluffy?
Uh-huh.
When he brought Fluffy on stage, man, I just like him in generally. He is such a good entertainer, yeah? And you think from where he's come from, where he is now, you know, because all these people, they started on the streets of Jamaica, and he's just He's just phenomenal. He's the vibe that he brings is like, I mean, I appreciate all the artists and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, TLK for me was, I loved them last year, but he's like, in 2019, he was tremendous. And now he's coming back with a rave, you know, with a raver. I mean, this year is going to be mad. And I hope it's outside. No disrespect to them pulling it inside, but he needs to be outside.
But you want to hear something crazy? I love the outside, but the energy on the inside.
Oh, all right.
Something, I don't know what it is, but something about the inside too gets up.
Do you think because it's more sort of compacted, you get a better atmosphere?
I know I got to sit down just to relax before Ding Dong. I needed to sit down.
You can't sit down when he's like, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if I found like when we was inside, a lot of people were sitting down, but when you're outside, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, different strokes for different folks and all that. But, yeah. You know, to be honest, I don't care where he is.
It feels, I think the inside feels more intimate.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
And you know what? Last year I missed him. And you know why I missed him? Because me and Shinehead were having a proper chat one-to-one about life and the world. And
I was about to say, if you snooze, you know what?
You lose.
If you snooze,
you lose.